Stray Cat Theater is one of the Valley's most innovative and exciting theater companies as it avoids popular Broadway hits to present the latest offbeat, off-Broadway plays and musicals. The company even tackles a world premiere black comedy by local playwright Ron Hunting later this season. But to open this season, they present one of the first regional productions of Annie Baker's recent off-Broadway play, John. The playwright won a Pulitzer Prize for her The Flick that was a previous Stray Cat production. But award-winning playwrights aren't always successful, and John is confusing with its point obscured amidst several possible issues. It's not the Stray Cat production that is at fault, it is the play. Set in a foreboding and historic Gettysburg bed and breakfast operated by Bizarre Mertis, the play focuses on a guest couple, Jenny and Elias, who have fights and confrontations suggesting a problem with their relationship. Mertis tries to assist, but her weird suggestions baffle more than help. Late in the play, Elias explodes, suggesting why the relationship is troubled. A wacko blind friend of Mertis, Genevieve, observes the guest's struggles and seems to have influence, if not control, on Mertis. The play's problem is that all this minutiae becomes clear early, and while it appears that turns and twists will materialize to make things interesting, nothing unexpected occurs. The play's three-hour-plus running time drags as nothing happens. Director Ron May falls for the play's weaknesses, and he paces the meandering plot at a plodding slowness, further aggravating an already dull play. Baker tries without success to introduce some things like Mertis's doll collection and a bizarre second-floor collection of erratic rooms, but these details do nothing to make the play interesting. The cast tries desperately to inject their never-changing characters with some spark, but to no avail. Sherry Watts is a lovable Mertis, but Watts can't make her character appealing. Will Hightower is initially logical and calm as Elias, but you immediately suspect some weird rage lurks in him. Michelle Chin's Jenny is first wacky, but it's clear she's the more stable person in the doomed relationship. Deborah Lyman's odd Genevieve never changes during the meandering play. The only interesting tidbit is how the play's title character is used just before the final curtain. John earns 2 stars out of 5 because of the hardworking actors, but no thanks to Baker's sloppy script. John continues through October 1st. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.